This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Oceania. The vast landscape of the Pacific Ocean, stretching from Easter Island to Indonesia and the Philippines and then on to Taiwan. The Taiwan clue tells you this is a battle zone for the People's Republic of China versus the alliance of Australia, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, France, the United States, certainly, describing parts of NATO, but what the Pacific represents is the remains of the colonial empire of the 19th and 20th century, now in the hands of independent states, all of whom have vulnerability to the People's Republic of China's checkbook or cash in hand. I welcome Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who's in Palau, which is Western Pacific, off the Philippines. Palau is part of the grouping of independent states called Micronesia. Why this is now critical is that China, having been successful in Melanesia to the south, is now moving on Micronesia opportunistically, not with guns, but with butter. Cleo, a very good day to you in Palau, which I learned from you guiding me. You fly to Japan, you fly to Guam, you fly to Palau. Palau is an independent state, but it is in the target hairs of China now after the success in the Solomon Islands. There's one particular man who is the Chinese target most especially. His name is Baron Waka. He's formerly the president of Nauru, which is a state in Melanesia. He is now independent and has been brought forward as the president of an organization about Micronesia. What is that organization? And how is it and why is it that China is targeting Baron Waka? Good day to you, Cleo.
Good day. Thank you for the introduction. So Oceania, as you mentioned, is enormous, and it's divided into three regions. These are colonial divisions. They don't make that much sense to the people of the region, but they become kind of formalized in political structures. So one of the zones, as you mentioned, is the Micronesian zone. That includes 5 countries plus Guam and the Marianas, which are part of the United States. Then there's the Melanesian zone, which includes Solomon Islands and other countries, and then the Polynesian zone. All three of those zones, the independent countries of those zones, come together as members of the Pacific Island Forum, which also has Australia and New Zealand as members. And there's been quite a kerfuffle over the leadership of the Pacific Island Forum over the last few years. But what's been decided is that each zone will have a chance in turn to choose the Secretary General of the Pacific Islands Forum. And the Micronesian zone was long overdue for being able to pick the Secretary General. And they have now done that. Nauru, which is part of the Micronesian zone, is the country that the other Micronesians have put forward to represent them as the Secretary General position, and the specific man they've chosen, the Nauruan former president Baron Waka, is the person that Micronesia has put forward to be their candidate and so the leader of the Pacific Island Forum. Now, the thing to know about Nauru is Nauru recognizes Taiwan, as do 3 of the 5 Micronesian countries, along with Palau, where I am now, and Marshall Islands. Nauru, Marshall Islands, and Palau recognize Taiwan. There's one other Pacific Island country, Tuvalu, which also recognizes Taiwan. All the other ones have relationships with Beijing. So you've got this Pacific Island Forum where the majority of the members recognize Beijing. But because of internal politics, the Secretary General is going to be coming from a country that recognizes Taiwan and who himself individually has stood up incredibly courageously to Chinese so-called diplomatic bullying at a meeting in his own country, Nauru, in 2018, where he shut down a Chinese diplomat that was trying to talk over a Tuvaluan prime minister to the point where the Chinese diplomat got up in a huff and stormed out of the room. So it becomes a very interesting dynamic in the Pacific Island Forum to see whether or not countries that have a relationship with Taiwan that are independent are going to be bullied by countries like Australia and New Zealand, because that might affect their relationship with Beijing.
Geostrategy tells us that all of these islands are involved in a contest, not only over Taiwan, but also on connection, communication, trade between North America and Europe and Australia and New Zealand, the 5i members in the Pacific. So big picture here is we're looking at a battle for Oceania that has implications in Canberra and Wellington. However, we begin with the Chinese playbook, and Cleo has over years explicated this playbook magnificently, so that when it came to the Solomon Islands, we watched it as if in slow motion, and the Chinese were successful and Five Eyes lost. How? Cleo, let us just quickly review. A man named So Gavari in 2019 moved to recognize the People's Republic of China and no longer to recognize Taiwan. He became the go-to man in the Solomons for the PRC. What did they do with it, and how was it successful over the last years?
So this is really important, because often this kind of, whether a country recognizes Taiwan or China, is almost dismissed as a purely kind of diplomatic nicety. But when So Gavari switched from Taiwan to China in 2019, you could see what that actually meant in a country. And what you saw was the Hong Kongification of the Solomon Islands. You saw what Beijing did to Hong Kong, take a thriving, vibrant society and use the security services, tamed judiciary, cowed media, and a compliant governance structure to just crush the dissent in that country and to create a kind of a Hong Kong, new Hong Kong type society and governance in a country like the Solomon Islands. So, you know, they used to talk about how Hong Kong and China would be, you know, one country and two systems, and it turned into one country and one system. And what you see here is how China uses proxies in another country to have two countries in one system. So Solomon's is still its own country, but the system starts to look more and more like a sort of governance that you would see in a place like Hong Kong in China. And it's having a real chilling effect on people who were willing to stand up for democracy and transparency, accountability, human rights, all of those things that we consider essential parts of a free society. And it happened without a murmur from Australia, New Zealand, Washington, nobody. So Gavari's postponed elections the excuse he used was that he didn't have money to have elections and to host the Pacific Games. So he's going to host the Pacific Games. Everybody who attended the Pacific Games at that point should have said, we are going to boycott the Games until you have your elections. And nobody did it. So he's pulled it off, and it sent a chill through the entire region, including all of these other countries that currently recognize Taiwan, because the ones that are trying to stave off the Hong Kongization of their own country are very concerned that nobody will come and back them up.
And the way China did it was with cash. They bought the legislatures of the Solomon Islands. They had one little bump, which was a man named Sudani, who was the leadership in Malita, a large and populous island in the Solomon group. He had some health problems. Taiwan helped him. He came back. And there was the legislature on Malita. I learned this from Cleo, that passed a communique refusing to take Chinese money or Chinese governance and warning everybody about how it works. They come here to protect the Chinese nationals, and pretty soon they're dominating the legislature. That's exactly what happened. So fast forward, the Chinese bought the legislature, not only in the capital of the Solomons, but also in Malita. And Sudani is now frozen out. He has no home there. And the Chinese are entirely in charge of Solomon Islands. Take that model, that Chinese playbook, and now move it to Micronesia. What is Baron Waka's defense? What does he have protecting him? Because he becomes the new Sudani, Cleo.
Yes, so that is an incredibly important question. And what does he have protecting him? Not much. And how could we protect him and create a level playing field so that the people of the region can maintain their democracies? All you have to do is go after that dirty money. That's it. A lot of that money is a lot of that Sugivari money is laundered. Solomon's money is laundered through Australia and New Zealand. They buy real estate. They go through those banks, everything. It's very easy to track. So all we would need to do was do what we were supposed to do anyway, which is go after the dirty money in our own countries that's being laundered through our countries. And then they'll know that. Not only could they lose whatever the Chinese give them, but they could also lose the right to ever transit through those countries if they're convicted criminals, things like that. So by standing for our principles, we can protect the people within those countries who are also trying to fight for the same things we're fighting for, but they're on the front line. And what they have to risk and lose is inconceivable. As you mentioned with Sudani, he's actually left the country now. He's left the Solomons. I'm not sure he would be safe there. And that's how bad it is. And the same will be true. The same sort of funding that you're talking about will be true to try to get rid of Baron Waka in Nauru. It'll be the same to try to get rid of David Panuelo in FSM or President Whips in Palau. All these people who are trying to stand up for democracy and independence of their countries that are all being targeted by these huge waves of Chinese money and completely unopposed and with very little backing from anybody.
I'm speaking with Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. She is more than 10,000 miles from my microphone in Palau, which is east of the Philippines and west of Hawaii. What is the geostrategy of this Chinese campaign to corrupt and then dominate an island, independent island in the Pacific? After all, you ask yourself, you fly for hours and hours over the Pacific, you see nothing. It's all blue. So what does China gain? When we come back, the big picture. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I'm David Pogue from CBS Sunday Morning. In the new season of my podcast, Unsung Science, you'll meet the discoverers of Ernest Shackleton's shipwreck, Endurance, lost beneath the Antarctic for 100 years.
It looked like the day when it sank is just a very good environment down there to conserve the shipwreck.
The woman who invented forensic genealogy and has solved over 150 cold cases.
It's controversial, right? Because you never know if sitting around your Thanksgiving table, there's somebody who's been getting away with murder or rape.
And the NASA engineers who flew a helicopter on Mars.
The density is 1% that of Earth's. 1% air density. It sounds impossible, and it is almost impossible.
It's season 2 of Unsung Science, presented by CBS Sunday Morning and Simon & Schuster. Listen to Unsung Science on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
What happened to her, Mario? How could she simply disappear after she was with you?
I don't have answers for that. 48 Hours and CBS News present.
I'm just going to ask you straight out. Did you kill Christy Wilson?
No, I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
Another season of My Life of Crime with Erin Moriarty. Award-winning correspondent Erin Moriarty brings you face-to-face with killers.
I will never say that I'm a cold-blooded killer. I will never say I'm a murderer.
And the people they took from.
My son died running for his life.
This season, follow the evidence with Erin, beyond the speculation, including in the death of boxing legend Arturo Gatti.
My gut says I don't think he would take his life.
I know my husband killed himself.
Listen to My Life of Crime from 48 Hours on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact. And redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.